Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 24, reading verse 9 through 11. "Then went up Moses, and Aaron, and Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. And they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet as it were a paved work of sapphire stone, and as it were the body of heaven in his clearness. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel he laid not his hand. Also they saw God, and did eat and drink." Heavenly Father, once again we're afforded the privilege of coming into your presence. Once again, Lord, we do as your word says we can and say, "Abba, Father." Thank you that Jesus died for us. Thank you that our names, if we're Christians, are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you for the manifold blessings that you've bestowed upon your church and us in particular. Help us, Lord, as we teach from your word. Help us to understand. And Lord, we look for thy blessings. Help the people in all that they struggle with, and be with them. And we're careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the wonderful honor. In the matchless, marvelous name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I had somewhat of a surprise the last few days. Pastor Lucien Almonord from Port-au-Prince, Haiti, came to town, and he spoke at a church in Lafitte and then one on the West Bank. And then I was able to bring him to another couple of churches that I know, and he preached at these other churches as well. And he told his story of how God saved him, God delivered him. He told how God began to use him shortly after he was a Christian to testify of the Savior and later on to preach the wonderful gospel. And when he was just a young evangelist, he had finished preaching a revival in a certain church in a certain little village. And he said that 10 orphans, came up to him and said, Pastor, take us home with you." And he looked at the kids and realized that, you know, I can't take care of these kids. And he was about to tell them, "Look, you know, I can't help you." But he said at that moment that God spoke to him and said, "You can't turn these children away." And he knew it was the Lord, and so he obeyed. And he really didn't know what to do, but he took them into his home. And that was like 25 years ago that this event happened. But since that time, he's tried to care for orphans. And I've been to his orphanage. Now he has a nice place. When he began, it was just maybe a little pallet in his living room that he had kids sleeping on. But currently he has 65 orphans, and he's full up. He's got a nice place, as I said, but they're continually trying to improve it. And also he told me again of how he's begun recently, the last couple of years, to go into the Dominican Republic to start churches there. You know that during the time of Duvalier, a lot of the people left and they went to every country you can imagine. And these are people that are Haitian by birth, and Haitian in their heart. And they speak French Creole. Dominican Republic is Spanish, but the people there speak French. And many of them are just wandering around. They really don't have any shepherd. But God spoke to him and said to begin to build churches there, to comfort them, to shepherd them. And as the Lord helps me, I hope to go back maybe in a year or so again to minister in Haiti, and I intend to preach in some of those churches, both in Haiti and also Dominican Republic. Please pray for this man. Please pray for the orphans. Please pray for the churches, that God would strengthen them, that God would help them, and God would bless them. But if you were listening last time, I opened the program by reading from Matthew. Matthew tells the story of the Sermon on the Mount, how that Jesus went up to the side of this hill or mountain, and he got himself situated. He got a nice place to sit. And he began to teach the people. Blessed are the poor, blessed are the peacemakers, etc. And as we study the Word of God, we see God revealing himself to his people. The Bible is not just a book. It's not just a great work of literature. Jesus said in John 6, verse 63, that the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. I remember one evening while reading the Word of God. This was about 18, 19 years ago. I was at my parents' house, sitting in front of the fireplace, studying the Word of God. I read how in chapter 5 that Jesus went up on the mountain and he began to teach. Then when he was finished the Sermon on the Mount, he came down the mountain and he began to minister to the people. The leper was healed, for instance, in chapter 8. But that night, God opened my eyes and I saw something. I read the text, I saw what it said. I thought I understood it, but God gave me a revelation. Now, let me be clear. God did not give me a new revelation. There is no new revelation. There is no new word. There isn't a new rhema, prophecy, or something. The canon of Scripture was closed 2,000 years ago. We don't have any need for any new revelation. The old one is good enough, and the old one is from God, and I'm satisfied with it. But God opened my eyes that night to what was already written in his Word. He helped me to understand what was on the page. In our study in Exodus, we see God's revelation to man. And in this chapter, chapter 24, Moses and the elders go up the mountain, and they see God. But the things that Moses did foreshadowed what Christ did. Moses did things thousands of years ago, and later, Jesus did the same thing. And this is what we call a type. A type is something in the Old Testament that foreshadows something in the New. We said last time that Moses made an altar, and he offered sacrifices on that altar. And then he took the blood and sprinkled the altar. And then he sprinkled the rest of the blood on the people. We know that the altar pictures Christ. The lamb or whatever animal it was foreshadowed Christ on the cross. But he sprinkled the altar with the blood. And that symbolized and foreshadowed the cross of Calvary being drenched with blood. And he sprinkled the people, and that is symbolic, and again, a foreshadowing, a type of the fact that our sins are washed away. He sprinkled us with his blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. But in studying this chapter, I see four types of Christ. Things that Moses did that are a pattern and that foreshadow Christ. Four messianic prophecies, if you will. Here in verse 12 of chapter 24 of Exodus. And the Lord said unto Moses, Come up unto me in this mount, and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone, and a law, and commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them. Moses went up further on the mountain, he received the law, and was to teach the people. Jesus went up into the mount, sat down, and began to teach the people. So Moses is a picture of Christ. His actions foreshadowed what Christ later did. For truly, Moses is a type of Christ. In verse 11, the verse that we read at the beginning of the program, And upon the nobles of the children of Israel he laid not his hand, and they also saw God, and did eat and drink. We find in the book of Luke the account of Jesus and his disciples and the event known as the Lord's Supper, or the Last Supper. Luke chapter 22, verse 13. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not eat any more thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup, in verse 17, and gave thanks, and said, Take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine, until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread, and gave thanks, and brake it, and gave unto them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. The feast is the Passover. The entire book of Exodus centers around that one feast, that one event, the first Passover. God delivered the children of Israel from Egyptian bondage. And he did so not with miracles, not with frogs, not with hail from heaven, not with the Nile turning to blood, but by the shedding of the blood of the Lamb. A lamb for a house, its blood on the doorpost and lintel. And the death angel at midnight saw the blood. And God said, When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Today, if you accept Christ into your heart, then his blood applies to you. The blood that he shed on Calvary applies to your account. But we see in Luke that Jesus takes bread and wine, tokens of a covenant. This cup is the New Testament, or the New Covenant, in my blood, which is shed for you. There's a lot of background here, but when you make a covenant, there are tokens thereof. The cup, not really his blood, it's a cup of wine. It doesn't become blood. The Bible does not teach transubstantiation. But it's a symbol, the wine a symbol of the blood of Christ. The bread a symbol of the broken body of Christ. But in Exodus chapter 24, we see this foreshadowed. Moses and the elders go up to the mountain, and they see a vision of God. But it says, "And they did eat and drink," in verse 11. Just this one phrase, "and did eat and drink." Again, these are tokens of a covenant. In this case, God was giving the first covenant, the old covenant. Later on, Christ instituted the new covenant, but this is the old. "And did eat and drink." Again, this is a type, a prophecy in picture form, as portrayed in the life of Moses and the elders of Israel. This foreshadowed the Last Supper. But then in verse 12, God tells Moses to go up higher, further up on the mount. And he says, "I'll give you tables of stone and the law and commandments." And in verse 13, "And Moses rose up, and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up unto the mount of God. And he said unto the elders, Tarry ye here for us. Tarry ye here for us, or wait ye here for us, until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them." And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. God calls Moses further up in the mountain, where the elders could not go, where his brother Aaron could not go. And Moses goes up like God called him to do. And he says to the elders, and of course it's relayed to the people down below, "Moses is going up, but the elders are here. Tarry ye here for us, or wait here for us, Moses and his minister or servant Joshua, until we come again unto you." Moses, the man of God, goes up into the mountain. He says, "Wait for us, we'll be back," and a cloud covers the mount. Where have we seen this written before? Where have we read this before? Oh yeah, Acts chapter 1. It says in verse 4 of the Acts of the Apostles chapter 1, "And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." When they therefore were come together and asked of him, saying, "Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" And he said unto them, "It's not for you to know the times nor the seasons, which the Father hath put into his own power. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." And in verse 9, "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, You men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which was taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." So Moses, a type of Christ, a foreshadowing of Christ, God calls him further up on the mountain. He says to the elders, "You guys go back down the mountain and take care of things and occupy till I come. And I'll be back." And then Moses disappears, climbing upward into a cloud. Christ, after he had risen from the dead, told his disciples, "You guys do the work down here. Take care of things while I'm gone. Occupy till I come." And then he was received into a cloud. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Moses is a type of Christ, a foreshadowing, a messianic prophecy of Christ. Jesus has gone to heaven, and one day he will return. But he gave us this charge to do while he is gone. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And the book of Matthew ends with this word, Amen. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the program today. I want to announce that I'll be preaching in Algiers, Louisiana, which is on the West Bank, on November 15th. That's next Sunday. I'll be at Algiers Assembly of God, 4057 Oregon Street, in Algiers. If you're coming from New Orleans, take the GNO or the Crescent City Connection and get off at the first exit, which is General de Gaulle, and go south towards Belle Chasse. Oregon Street is off to your right in the subdivision, and it's a little hard to find. Check your map before you come and bring it with you. The service starts at 10:30, and I hope to see you there.
Sometimes we go to church, we don't feel like being blessed. Sitting on the back row thinking, bless me if you can. Yet when the Spirit of the Lord starts moving in your soul, get excited and let the hallelujahs roll. Hallelujah feels the same in every language. It will start the joy bells ringing in your soul. Clap your hands, everybody sing praises to our King of Kings. Let the hallelujahs roll. Now you may meet a brother from a foreign land who'll speak a different language, not a word you'll understand. But your spirit will identify as he begins to testify. And let the hallelujahs roll. Hallelujah feels the same in every language. It will start the joy bells ringing in your soul. Clap your hands, everybody sing praises to our King of Kings. Let the hallelujahs roll. Let the singing praises to the King of Kings.
Hallelujah.
Come on, everybody sing.
Hallelujah.
Let those hallelujahs ring. Hallelujah feels the same in every language. It will start the joy bells ringing in your soul.
You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's joeykelly.net/ministry. And you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Or if you like, you can write me at 324 Codifer Boulevard, number 9. That's Codifer Boulevard, number 9, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.